Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Prescott straight drop. Looking. He's going to be... Oh, he got out of trouble. He rolls left and he keeps. He's got the whole sideline. He's got the 40, 45, 50, and steps out of bounds. I don't know how he didn't get sacked. But he ran for 28 yards.
Brad Sham with the call yesterday on your home of America's team. What a Cowboys Monday. We all missed on the game. I really missed. I thought it would be Jags dominance. And this wasn't even close. 40-7, nearly perfect. And let's celebrate it here on Sean, buddy, and RJ with the head coach of America's team, Jason Garrett, on the buyersafety.com hotline. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks to you guys in that performance yesterday. I know you can always get better in certain areas, but, I mean, is that as close to an all-around great game as you could ask for?
I thought we played well in all phases of our team. I really did. I thought we started well. Defensively, we made some stops right at the outset, a couple three and outs, and obviously offensively we were able to move the ball and score points really throughout the first half and throughout the game. So I do think we played the right way against a good football team, and we played a complete game for 60 minutes. And you said at the outset, there's plenty to clean up. We know that. We're going through the tape right now, and we got to get better in so many different areas. But I thought the guys played well.
So, Coach, you guys came in averaging about 16 a game. You're going up against what many believe is a great defense, and then you put up a 40 spot. Help us make sense of that. Were there major differences with game plan, scheme? Obviously, the execution and the play was fantastic, but how did that happen?
Yeah, you just keep banging away. And, we believe in our guys, and you're always trying to put them in a good situation. But I thought we did a good job right at the outset just controlling the line of scrimmage. I thought we blocked them well in the running game. I thought we protected well throughout. Obviously, Dak was really, really good. I thought he played very decisively, made a lot of good throws in the game, made plays with his feet. And then over the course of the game, number 21 wears him down. So when you can throw it and run it like that and control the line of scrimmage, it gives you a chance to have some success.
So, Coach, I get really excited whenever Dak does use his feet. 11 for 82, career high with the touchdown. Was there more of a concerted effort to get him moving, to use the legs? Was it something Jacksonville showed you, or did you guys just want to have more of that moving forward?
Yeah, again, that's something that we've done, with him since he became part of our team a few years ago. He's made a lot of big plays for us running the ball on design runs. He's made a lot of big plays for us running the ball when things break down, and I think he did both of those yesterday in the game. And, we talk about this almost every week, just that idea of sometimes you have these zone read type plays, and sometimes they load up and they're hell bent on stopping number 21, and they put them all in there, and that gives you opportunities to run it with the quarterback. And sometimes they have more concern for what the quarterback's doing, and hopefully that opens up opportunities for Zeke inside. So we got a combination of both of those things yesterday. Again, I thought Dak did a good job making good decisions on those kinds of plays. And then when plays broke down in the passing game, I thought he did a really good job using his feet to get out of trouble and make some plays there as well.
Jason Garrett joins us here at 105 through the Fan. You mentioned Dak was more decisive yesterday in some of his throws than he had been. And it's spot on right there. But also the wide receivers were getting a lot more separation as well. What was different about how they played?
Well, again, I think it starts with the guys up front. I thought we blocked them really well. It's a really good front. If you look at that defense, the number of first-round picks, high second-round picks, the number of guys they brought in as high-priced free agents on all levels of that defense, they challenge you. And they got a lot of really good defensive linemen. They got really fast, active linebackers and a number of guys in the secondary who challenge you. But it all starts with the ability to block them up front and to be able to run the ball and throw it the way we did. You know, those guys controlling the line of scrimmage is the number one factor in being able to do that. Dak had plenty of time to throw the ball. I thought he did a good job working through his progressions. And you said it, the receivers did a good job, particularly Cole Beasley, in this game, just getting away from him and giving Dak a place to throw the football. And over the course of the game, they started to give Bees more and more attention, and hopefully that opened up some opportunities for the other guys. But, you know, Michael Gallup early on in the ball game makes a big play on a contested throw and catch. You know, when you make those kinds of plays, which are the plays that come up week in and week out in this league, you know, those make a big difference in the ball game. I thought that set the tone for us as we went forward.
Coach, when you took Dak out, you put Cooper Rush in, you actually left Zeke in for a play or two. What was the reasoning behind that?
Just to give him a chance to finish up the game the way we wanted to.
Injury updates, Jason, with Tavon and Tank. What happened to them, and how are they doing?
Tavon initially in the ball game hurt his kind of elbow bicep, but he was okay. And came back in and played, but then he hurt his groin later in the game, and that kept him out for the rest of the game. So we'll see what his availability is going forward. We'll get a chance to see him this morning, and just hopefully he responded well overnight. And then D-Law was fine. You know, we wanted to rotate those guys through. We didn't play many snaps on defense. He was more involved in the passing situations. I thought we had a good rotation on the defensive line, and all those guys contributed.
Coach, how'd you grade out David Irving after yesterday's game?
Yeah, we're still going through all that stuff right now, but it was good to see him, you know, get out there and hopefully make an impact on our team. You know, he's a very active guy, he's a hard guy to block, and saw him in the backfield a few times, you know, around the quarterback and really disrupting them, both when they tried to run it and throw it. So it was good to have him back in action.
Where is he physically in terms of the conditioning?
Well, he's still working his way back, and we wanted to be smart with him and deliberate with his reps. But again, they didn't have many plays in the game. We possessed the ball pretty well on offense, and we did a good job getting off the field on defense. So, you know, for all those guys, you know, we're playing 8 defensive linemen, and we're rotating them through, and I think they had less than 50 plays in the game. So we wanted to play him 12 to 15 or so, and I think we're right around that number.
Jason Garrett, every Monday, 8:30, it's a Cowboys Monday here on 105.3 The Fan. Brett Maher, I mean, this guy's been automatic. Hit a 50-yarder, hit a 55-yarder. What type of guy is he, Coach, as you've gotten to know him more and more here?
Yeah, just a real professional guy, and that's something that really impressed us really throughout the whole process. Just comes in and does his work, and a very serious-minded guy, and a very detail-oriented guy, a real pro, and going about it each and every day. And obviously he's been very productive for us, but it really follows with what he did all through the spring and all through training camp. He just comes to work every day and takes advantage of his opportunities and really hasn't blinked at any point. We've given these opportunities, just goes out there and does his job.
In years past, it's felt like things, you know, kind of fell apart defensively when Sean Lee would get banged up. And now every week fans are excited about Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch. They had 20 total tackles yesterday. What are you seeing from those two, Coach, and their progression?
You said it. I just think they're progressing. And, you know, they're both young players. They're both learning every time they go out on the field, but they go about it the right way. They work really hard all week long in preparing. You know, Ben Bloom, our linebacker coach, does an outstanding job with them. And, you know, to have Sean Lee in the room being so engaged with them when he's not playing and, you know, he's doing everything he can to help them get ready, it's really big for our team. And those guys have responded well. And, you know, you said it, you know, times in the past when Sean was out, we just didn't handle it very well. He's been such a great player for us and such a great leader and so productive. And that was one of the reasons we drafted Leighton. We just felt like, you know, you can't put your team in that kind of a situation. And we liked him a lot. And I think he's really handled the work well, handled the transition well. And obviously Jalen's been outstanding, you know, continuing to getting better and better, coming back off the injury. And he just seems to show up every week. And he's such a physical physical player too. So when he hits the guys, he knocks them backwards, and I think makes a real real impression on the guys we're going against. So those guys have done an excellent job. Again, they're still young. They have a long way to go, but they're going about it the right way.
Coach, I think you guys chose to defer again yesterday. Why did you do it, and have you had like a major philosophical change with that?
No, not really. We've taken the ball in the past. We've deferred in the past. Oftentimes, you don't get the choice in a game. You might have an approach that you're going to take, and they win the toss, so they get to choose. And that's happened to us a lot, and we just felt like that was the right thing to do for our team.
Coach, Conor McGregor was in attendance yesterday. He's talked to the team a little bit. Have you ever did you know how small he was going in? I mean, we saw him the first time in the Super Bowl, like, wow, this guy's tiny. Do you have any idea that he was that tiny?
I really hadn't thought about it that much.
No?
We've actually used him on video and stuff because he's really an inspirational guy, and our guys love him. And, he certainly goes about what he does the right way. So he's kind of been part of our culture for a little while, and it was great to have him out there.
What type of interaction did you have with him?
I didn't get a chance to visit with him. I saw all our guys had a great chance, and they were all doing the Conor McGregor dance and all that. But it was fun to have him there.
How many non-football physical confrontations has Jason Garrett had?
Non-football physical confrontations. I don't know what that means.
Fights.
How many fights have I had?
Yeah, how many fights have you been in?
Oh, I think there are probably different levels of fights. I grew up with three brothers, and you know, we never were able to get through a basketball game to this day without getting in a fight of some kind. So that's kind of part of the upbringing. So I never was a boxer or anything like that. Football, baseball, basketball. Not a boxer or wrestler or any of that stuff. And but again, sometimes those competitive situations, they boil over. So try to keep them to a minimum, though.
Coach, congratulations on the – do you guys expect Sean Lee back pretty soon?
Yeah, we'll see. Sean practiced a little bit more last week, and so we'll see how he responds here the next couple of days as we get ready for this Redskin game.
What was it like having Romo back with all the pregame interview stuff and the interaction with Tony?
Oh, it was great. It was great to see him. Got a chance to visit with him on Friday. Just seems like he's doing really, really well. It was fun to have him around.
Congrats, Coach. Humongous victory, dominating performance. Enjoy it and enjoy the rest of your day and your week.
Okay, guys. You too. Have a great week.
Back at you. Jason Garrett, buyersafety.com hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.